From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. An abortion waiting period bill passed its final committee test in Tallahassee Monday and is ready for a full vote in the Senate. Rick Stone reports from the Capitol.
The legislation will require two trips to the abortion clinic, an initial consultation, and then the procedure after the 24-hour waiting period. Opponents argued in testimony before the Senate Fiscal Policy Committee that'll be a hardship on women with families and jobs or those who live far away. Committee member Jeff Clemens, a Democrat from Lake Worth, said the legislation will require two trips to the abortion clinic, an initial consultation, and then the procedure after the 24-hour waiting period. Opponents argued in testimony before the Senate Fiscal Policy Committee that'll be a hardship on women with families and jobs or those who live far away. Committee member Jeff Clemens, a Democrat from Lake Worth, said no scientific study has ever supported a need for a waiting period.
This is, to me, just a clear case of government intrusion and getting in between a woman and her doctor. I don't believe in waiting 24 hours to trust women. I trust them today.
But the bill's sponsor, Republican Anna Terry Flores of Miami, said the studies she's seen show there are fewer abortion complications where waiting periods are required.
Now, the only people who have abortions are women. And so if I, in my capacity here, can do something that would help them in their health, I will see that as a good thing.
Flores reluctantly allowed an amendment that would cancel the waiting period in cases of incest and rape that had been reported to the police. The House version of the bill is also awaiting a floor vote, which could come as early as today. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.
Florida Governor Rick Scott and the union that represents state workers are ending their legal battle over drug tests. Scott in 2011 ordered random testing of roughly 85,000 state workers. The executive order was challenged by the union and the testing was placed on hold. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.